What matters is what we do, not what we say. Written by Safiq and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Gilmore Girls. Relationships, Emily Gilmore / Paris Geller. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. From traditional tags, older woman / younger woman, forbidden love, idiots know how to fuck, not how to love. Never would Emily have predicted her actual situation in the dorms of a young female Yale student, enjoying a quickie before her lover returns to class. Lorelai, perhaps, could have accomplished such a scandal, or even Rory, but never Emily, especially when Richard is walking around campus with old classmates. Who would have thought that making love with a woman, such a young woman, would be so natural, so delicious, yet exhausting and energizing at once? Who would also think multiple orgasms were guaranteed in such a disgrace? And this isn't their first time. Whenever Emily is on the Yale campus, even after visiting Rory, she definitely has to drop by Paris's room. They can't get their hands off of each other. As soon as they cross paths, they feel the grandiose sexual chemistry being effective. In the darkness of the young woman's room, Emily has once again succumbed to Paris's charms and invitation. Even though Emily Gilmore can't see the whole scene unfolding, as Paris's long hair cascades across her face and shoulders and tickles her bare skin, Emily Gilmore can still feel every sensation, every temperature, every movement. Emily exists in the present as she has never felt fully alive before. In a hurry, oh my God, how long do they have until Richard comes back? And in passion, Paris's fingers know exactly how to apply the divine pressure to her clitoris and vibrate right at the entrance to her vagina. Every move of Paris's skillful hands makes Emily moan from the depths of her soul. Oh, Emily, I love when you sound so desperate. Paris gloats as Emily hides her face in Paris's hair, concealing her moans of pleasure as she reaches her third, or fourth, orgasm in less than 30 minutes. The entire room smells of sex, sweats and flowers, and Emily is never more contented than during these clandestine moments. How to feel otherwise, making love with a woman, such a young woman, who shares in return the prohibited enthusiasm of their passion with ardor? Paris nibbles on Emily's neck before withdrawing her wet fingers, and she places them against her tongue before licking them, and Emily grunts in satisfaction as she positions Paris's hips against the length of her thigh, and she encourages the student to rub her clitoris against her. With the, oh, so light, soft, sweet, and curvaceous silhouettes of Paris lying against her, with their intertwined legs and their pubis rubbing against their thighs, Emily Gilmore savors the wet, sticky sounds of their bare skin touching. She loves the weight of the breasts pressing against hers. Come on, Paris, you can do better than that. Rub yourself on me like you mean it. I want my thigh to be so slick I couldn't put back my stockings. With that, Paris kisses the crook of her older lover's neck, moans next to her ear, and picks up the pace of her rubbing against Emily. Emily loves the contrast of her own age-scarred hand and the smooth pink skin of Paris's buttocks, especially when Emily grabs those buttocks to help her partner rub more firmly against her thigh, and Paris groans. Oh, how I love your beautiful skin. How I'd love to lick every inch of you if we had more time, Emily confesses. She often controls Paris's orgasms, and this drives Paris crazy. They love any situation where their age difference is obvious. Paris approaches her peak as Emily's hands grip her buttocks tightly, and Paris hides her moans against Emily's shoulder. That's my girl. That's it, Emily murmurs in Paris's neck, slowing down their rhythm. Their breathing is erratic and heavy, and they take a few seconds to regain their senses and regroup, before gradually releasing themselves from their embrace. They hadn't had time to take off their bras, and they search in the darkness on the floor for their remaining respective clothes in the usual silence. I don't know when I'll be back, Emily says, while adjusting her skirt to her waist, not looking at Paris. Fine, because I'm not waiting for you, Paris comments, putting her hair back in a ponytail. Still not looking directly at Emily. Good, Emily replies, straightening her jacket and puffing her hair before opening the door to Paris's room, making sure there are no witnesses in the common room, and leaving her stockings on the bed. The end.